April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today, we'll hear poetry by Martin Akitz, who lives and works in Marquette, is a graduate of Northern Michigan University, and has also taught in the NMU Department of English.
Strawberry Picking, for Sally. You took me strawberry picking once, drove out to a farm where we paid to squat in green beds laced with tongues of red. I could feel my ears and neck tighten under the punishing sun as we filled morning glory ice cream buckets with our harvest, each berry looking to me like some vital body part, an organ or muscle necessary for life. You sat on your haunches, fingers staining red, as if you were some battlefield surgeon patching up the fallen with only your hands. Every now and then, you would lift a berry to your lips, eat it in a hummingbird moment, smiling the smile of the freshly healed at Lourdes, where miracles are common as empty wheelchairs or dandelions in a July field. The days since you've been gone, I see strawberries everywhere, in a welt of blood on my lip after shaving, a stop sign, a friend's dyed hair, my son's sunburned shoulders, oxygen in the gills of a perch. Last night, I stood outside, under ribbons of borealis, watched them glide between the stars like garter snakes in a midnight Eden. The Bible says that, in the cool of the day, Adam and Eve heard God taking a stroll through the garden. There were probably peacocks nesting in the pines, a stream talking with moss and stone, the scurry of mole and spider in the ferns. That's what I believe you heard in your last moments of breath. You heard peafowl screams, brook trout leaps, grasshopper wing, and corn silk. And you heard his divine toes in the grass, walking along. When he came to you, he couldn't resist. He reached down, plucked you from the stem. You were ripe, sweet, ready. He put you in his morning glory bucket, continued on into the dew and sunlight. Bigfoot Noel. He slouches through this night, an eclipse of hair and muscle and foot, guided by some wild nova in the chambers of his Neanderthal chest. It's an ancient story, Precambrian even, about ice, juniper berry in the deadest of winter, digging through dermal frost to root and worm, mushroom caps in frozen moss, strips of pine gnawed into sweet paste, and moon held in knuckles of sumac. Yes, it's about need and hunger, a bottomless lake carved by glacier, its wilderness, the blind sound of nebula exploding 70 million miles a day, ice age, meteor rain, seraphim screaming hosannas over panicked rams, starlight and manure, the coming of something ferocious, untamable. He knows all this somehow, the way he knows where salmon leap, spawn. He stands at the edge of a clearing, stares up into the hills toward an empty cave. He tilts back his head, opens his throat, sings a song for the evolution of love.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.